So, how many Christmases, how many New Year's Eves, how many birthdays do you have left on this earth before your time comes to an end? Most of us have no idea, but life on this earth is finite. It will come to an end. How are you going to spend the rest of your life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to A Different Perspective. This week on the program, we're continuing with a series called Wisdom to Transform Your Life. And each day, we're going to take a look at some specific areas of wisdom for your life. And stay tuned, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about a special resource that I'd love to send you to help you get God's wisdom into your heart. We know, you and I, that our days on this earth are numbered. We know that one day we're going to breathe our last breath. We know that one day our heart will stop beating, and that'll be it for our time on the earth. We know that, but mostly we behave as though we're going to live forever. Somehow we put the idea that we're going to die out of our mind, and we live mostly for today. The things of today, tomorrow, and perhaps next week are what occupy our minds. As a former soldier, I like the expression down in the weeds. It's this sense that you can't see the big picture because, well, you're down in the weeds. Having navigated through many a swamp in my days in the military, it's something I really relate to. Because when you're down there, you can't easily stick your head up and look around. So, the cares and the pressures of the world take over, and it feels as though all that matters is what's going on right now. The problems, the hurts, the conflicts, the joys, the pleasures that we have going on right now. But I believe God wants us to stick our heads up and get a sense of the big picture. Because when you take a look at the big picture of your life, it puts today into context. Maybe the things that we have going on right now aren't all there is. Maybe they're a lot smaller, a lot less significant in the bigger scheme of things. Psalm 90 verses 9 and 10. The days of our lives are 70 years, or perhaps 80 if we're strong. Even then, their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. That's the truth of the matter. That's what's going to happen. So what God wants you to do today is to stand back and look at the things that are happening in your life today in context. Psalm 90, verse 12, so teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. What's God trying to say there? Quite simply this, count your days. They're limited. If I live to the average age for a male, which is 82, I have just 25 birthdays left. That's around 9,125 days, under 10,000 days. In one way, that's not all that many, but from another perspective, it's rather a lot. What am I going to do with the days that I have left? What are you going to do with the days that you have left? Will they count? Will the lives of the people around you be better for having known you? You start asking those sorts of questions, and you're lifting your head out of the weeds. You start asking those sorts of questions, and you'll develop some serious wisdom of the heart. A funny thing happens when you lift up your eyes from the day to day. I have a beautiful park near my place where I often go walking. I realized one day that I constantly had my eyes down looking at the path ahead, day after day. So I decided instead that I would look up, look around, and you know, it opened up a whole new world of beauty and joy. We tend to walk through life like that, looking down at our circumstances, looking down and seeing the problems, focusing on the here and now, don't we? At a time when Israel had spent 70 years as slaves in captivity in Babylon, at a time when all God's people could see was a lifetime of toil, God said this to them, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26, lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. God wanted them to lift up their eyes out of their misery, out of their sense of lostness, out of their slavery, to focus on him, on his power, on what he can do for them. He goes on, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 to 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is discarded by my God? Haven't you known? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't grow faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and grow weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not grow faint. I wonder if perhaps today you feel faint and weary and powerless. I wonder if perhaps today you feel exhausted. If you do, then lift up your eyes and see this God who put all those stars, trillions upon trillions of stars, in their place. The God who created the whole universe, the God who wants to renew your strength so that you too will mount up with wings like eagles, so that you can run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. Lift up your eyes today and wait expectantly on God. That's what the original Hebrew word means there, to wait expectantly, hoping in Him, trusting in Him. Then you will be laying hold of the might and the power, the love and the compassion of God for you in your circumstances, in your life. Isn't it amazing, the wisdom that God has ready and waiting for us, if only we'll look, if only we'll listen. But wait, there's more. The reality for us is that we lose sight of God amidst the busyness of life, just the day-to-day living of life, who He is and His love for us, His incredible power for us. Yeah, we all lose sight of heavenly things, the spiritual dimension. A dear friend and former business partner of mine used to say that in understanding any difficult issue, any problem in life, context is everything, almost, and he was right. If you take a scripture verse out of context, you can turn it into a lie. That's exactly what the devil did in tempting Jesus, Luke chapter 4. And he's still doing it today. If you don't take the time to understand the reasons behind a person's actions, chances are you'll completely misunderstand them. And you know, if we don't get a grip on the heavenly context, the eternal context, the spiritual context of our lives, we're going to make so many mistakes. Wisdom is about exercising good judgment. Wisdom is about taking our knowledge and experience and making good decisions. But when you leave something out, if you miss part of that picture, you can't be wise. You can't make good decisions. And that's what happens when we forget the heavenly context of our lives. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. How much time do you spend seeking the things that are above, the heavenly things, setting your mind on the things that are above, not always on the things that are on this earth? Here's the big picture. Jesus died for you, and if you will believe in Him, then your very life is tucked away in God with Christ. And one day, that life will be revealed in glory with Him. Imagine just for a moment if that became the overriding reality of your life, the context for all that you see and do, for everything that happens to you. Imagine how different the world would look. Imagine the strength and the power that you would lay hold of in dealing with your trials and temptations. Imagine, just imagine, the joy and the peace that would guard your heart as each day you set your heart and mind on the things that are above. Well, stop imagining and start doing, because the Lord your God has a whole new dimension of wisdom for your life as you set your focus on the things that are above. Please don't forget that life application booklet that I've been telling you about. It's called Wisdom to Transform Your Life. You can request your free e-booklet right now online at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there at the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and it'll be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. It's really that easy. And when you do stop by, don't forget that you can have instant access to Fresh, the free daily video devotional. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You'll see the instant access panel toward the bottom of the homepage. But back to that life application booklet again, it's called Wisdom to Transform Your Life. And that web address to request your free copy is ChristianityWorks.com. Remember, it's only available for a limited time, so don't miss out. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Benny Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.